helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. Let's talk a little green living today. I've got some things to catch up on for you. It's the mutt contest goes on. We have not gotten the results back from the lab about what the mix is, so the contest will go at least another week. If you're curious about what that is, you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on the button there that mentions the mutt contest. We're trying to identify our two mutts at home, what the mix is, what the DNA, what the makeup of these mutts is. And we've gotten a tremendous response. I really appreciate everybody that has jumped on board and made a guess at what Hannah and the new little puppy Tater, what their makeup is. And I don't know if we have a winner or not, because Tater's growing and changing, I'll tell you that. And I've got some new shots I'll throw on there. And since we have another week, you may want to amend your guess, but we'll keep that going for at least another week. Hopefully we'll get the results this week. To be on with me, the number is 866-444-3478. And if you have any questions about gardening or landscaping or green living, insect control. We've done a little spraying at our house that I'll bring you up to date on some of the things that we've done for click beetles and millipedes and fleas at our house. I'll tell you a little bit about what we did there and maybe give you some help. There's a few things popping up, a few insect problems that are popping up that are different at this time of the hot, hot summer. At least here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're just in a record-setting heat wave. It's been it's so hot it burns your skin, and the plants are suffering. A lot of it's cosmetic. It's not going to be a long-term problem, but if you got any questions related to that, I can give you some help. We will talk with a guest at 9:30, a new friend of mine. He's a fellow that his business is the dairy business. And he is certified organic, has three dairies, and does milk and raw cheese and yogurt. And it's some of the best stuff I've ever tasted. And we'll talk about that and how you might be able to get some of his products. He primarily sells them from his farm and some of the farmers markets around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But there are some other ways to get his stuff, and we'll tell you about that. We have something on our website that I wanted to point out, because I started talking about it last week and I got a few questions. We've got an awful lot on dirtdoctor.com, and sometimes people don't get all the way through the site to see all these things. Under the health and nutrition button right there on the home page, you'll find quite a bit of information about recipes and various kinds of things. Amanda Love, who was with us last week, is there. Her recipes are there, and some suggestions and recommendations from her. And one of the things that came up last week was a recipe she has for key lime pie, and it's on the website. And I don't know if you're like me, but I'm a big fan of key lime pie, but this one is one that's really different. It's one that's basically good for you in addition to being good tasting. And it's really got some different ingredients. The pie crust, for example, is made up of macadamia nuts, pecans, pitted dates, vanilla, and a pinch of salt. The filling is made up of lime juice, agave nectar, maple syrup, or honey. You can use any of those three. Organic coconut milk, avocado, which is interesting, vanilla, a pinch of salt, and some coconut oil. And then whipped cream, real whipped cream, organic whipping cream on top. I said I was going to make it. I have not yet. I'm going to, but some more of you ought to give it a try, too, and let me know what you think about it, because I'll be doing that this week, and we'll see if it's as good as she says it is. The other thing from Amanda, I'm still drinking tea that I made. She has a tea that she makes and sells, that has real large tea bags, and last week, I made tea, her soothing infusion tea, and drank it hot, and then I turned it into a cool tea also, because that big old tea bag will make a lot of tea. Plus the fact I'll throw it in a big glass pitcher and leave it in the refrigerator and let it keep brewing during the week. It's still there now. And the cold version of her tea is very, very good. Now, I add a little honey to mine. She has a tea that has stevia in it, so it already has a natural sweetener, and then she has a regular tea, too, so you can go either way you want to go there. If your health food store or grocery store doesn't have her teas, they are available at Green Living, on the Green Living shop. That's a little mail order business that has some of these things that we talk about that are often, unfortunately, still hard to find. We make them available there so that until your local stores get the products in place, you'll at least have a place to find the products. The spraying around our house was interesting this week. I told you, I think, a little bit last week about the fact that I was kept up. I woke up by a clicking noise, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought it was the air conditioner going off. And when it went off, just some movement in the room, settling, the temperature changes, and some cracking and creaking and things like that. But I started noticing, and it woke me up not too late. It was pretty close time to get up anyway. And it was a real regular sound of a clicking noise. And it finally dawned on me that there must be some insect somewhere. And sure enough, it was a click beetle that had gotten down inside a metal container that was used for a potted plant that was near the bed. And this click beetle had fallen in there. And he kept clicking and trying to jettison himself out of the container. And it was loud enough to wake me up. And I had heard it before. I heard this sound before. But it hadn't been so regular because this was the first time that the silly insect had gotten trapped in a bucket. So I called the exterminator, the pest control company that I work with here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, EcoSafe, and they came over and have sprayed cedar oil inside and out. We also had some problems with a little bit of a flea problem pop up with a new little mutt. It's interesting that he's scratching, but very, very few fleas on he or Hannah. We haven't found or seen fleas very much at all. We've used beneficial nematodes, of course, outside. That's what I recommend for the best control of fleas you can possibly do, and it's very, very cost effective too. But apparently they've flared just a little bit, so I thought, well, heck, I haven't sprayed any of the organic sprays in quite a while, so we sprayed outside around the house and inside as well. It is a very pleasant fragrance, in my opinion. Orange oil is as well, but cedar's a little bit less damaging. If you spray orange oil too heavily inside the house and it stays on painted finishes or furniture that has a nice varnish or whatever, you can do some damage to the finish. The cedar oil is much better. So if you're talking to your pest control operator and want to use something that's a natural approach, talk to them about one of a natural form of diatomaceous earth. You can dust that product or spray an orange oil-based product. There's one product, probably more than one. In fact, I know there is, but the one that's the easiest to find that's a ready to use form is called Orange Guard. So you can buy an orange product that's EPA labeled and everything and ready to use, or you can buy orange oil or delimonene and make your own solutions. We've got formulas that we recommend on the website, and we can talk about that more if you want to chat about it. But the cedar is maybe as effective and doesn't have some of the problems that the orange oil does, so you might want to give that a shot. Fleas, if you put out beneficial nematodes, and I'm going to put out another round of them. Somebody sent me a new line of beneficial nematodes to try, And we had had them around the office for a while, and I'll warn you that you can have the same situation that I may have had. After they sit around for a while, they can go bad because it is a living organism. It's a microorganism. It's something that's microscopic, these little tiny worms. So when you order beneficial nematodes or you buy them at your local hardware store or garden center or feed store, take them home and use them right away. You don't want to let them sit around a long time. What they do is they migrate through the soil and they attack and kill all kinds of pests, which we'll talk about a little more when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That number is 866-444-3478. Additional things, and then we'll get to whatever we want to talk about, and we're going to include this dairy information for you starting at the bottom of the hour, so don't go away for that. One of the things we've got new on the website is we decided I started talking about it last week, and I was talking to Bob Webster about it a little bit on his show this morning in San Antonio. We're going to highlight chemical pesticides and chemical products and negative kinds of things that we don't recommend from a little bit different standpoint. In the past, I've primarily concentrated on the natural organic approach and why it works better. And Tropical John, who helps me out on Sunday, and some people on other radio stations, and I've been talking about making it more clear what is wrong with the toxic chemical products, and we'll include the synthetic fertilizers and things like that in as well. We started already last week talking about some of the real problem chemicals that are being recommended still, unfortunately, by others on the radio and other people in the writing columns and things like that. We started with malathion, and it made me do something that I should have done a long time ago. I realized when I started looking at more details about the technicalities, what is specifically wrong with malathion. And we looked at 2,4-D, and we've already talked about it, the broadleaf weed killer. I didn't have good enough information for you on the website in the library. I had some information about malathion and other toxic chemicals in the research section of the website, but I didn't have that information in the library where it would be easier for you to find. And we each time we talk about a chemical, we're going to be adding more information for you on the website. If you have any input, that's great. If you want to talk about it and debate it, that's fine too. We're on the right side, so it's real easy to talk about these things. But we've covered malathion, we've covered 2,4-D, which we will do more because 2,4-D is just recommended ad nauseum out there by the cavalier chemical pushing people. And it is extremely dangerous. It's been proven that it's related to bladder cancer in dogs, for example. And there's more and more evidence that it may have some of the same problems for humans. So what we're going to be talking about this week, and we'll talk about more on the Sunday show tomorrow, which all of you can listen, even if your city doesn't carry the Sunday show, you can listen on dirtdoctor.com. All of our shows, every hour of both Saturday and Sunday shows, are streamed live and then archived. And tomorrow we'll be talking, and I'll cover it a little bit today, but we're going to talk about seven dust. Seven dust is one of the most interesting ones of the chemicals that are still recommended, because there's this bizarre mindset that it's a very, very safe chemical. People have even put it in dog food and things like that, which is just crazy. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see how dangerous 7 is. You can look at the label. Right on the label, it's got in big black letters that it will kill honeybees. And that it very effectively will kill honeybees. And that's enough information for you to know right there. But there are a whole bunch of other reasons to stay away from 7. It is a deadly neurotoxin. And if you use it a lot, you're really looking for trouble. And it's bad on the soil, bad on beneficial insects, and bad on everything. It was, in fact, and this is the most important thing for you to understand, I guess, about how bad it is. There were thousands of people killed in Bhopal, India, a long time ago. It was in the 80s, I guess. There's really good detailed information on Wikipedia about it. And we'll be adding more information on our website, too. And it was a gas that escaped from the manufacturing of 7 that did that killing. So it is a very, very dangerous product, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. And in each week, we'll just highlight toxic chemicals, and we're trying to make it the ones that are being recommended by the chemical people, so that folks won't think that it's okay to use those things. A lot of people have never heard the dangerous, the negative side of these products. They're for sale out there. A lot of the universities recommend them. They'll throw in the little warning that you need to be sure and use the products according to the label instructions. And if you do that, they're perfectly safe. That's a lie. They're not at all. The other lie about the chemical pesticides is that as long as you stay off of the grass or stay away from the plants or stay out of the room where a toxic chemical has been sprayed until it has dried, that it's not dangerous. Well, that's nonsense, too. These pesticides will continue to outgas after and rub off on you if you touch wherever they've been sprayed after they've been dried for quite a while. And it's not anything that's subjective at all. It's very definitely what goes on. There is a PBS, what would you call it? It was a PBS show that's now available on their website, on the PBS website, that I recommend that you take a look at. Really enjoyed seeing it. It's about a guy named Edward Wilson, I believe is his name. He's called the Lord of the Ants. And it is a fascinating story about his life and his research about ants and just biodiversity in general. He's done some really, really interesting things, and the video is there free for you to see, and I recommend that you see it. A couple of things made me scratch my head a little bit. I want to see it again, and we'll talk about it on the air. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit aquasana.com or call 1-866-NO-BOTTLE for the Dirt Doctor special. 20% off factory direct purchases. Tell them the Dirt Doctor sent you, or use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by calling 1-866-NO-BOTTLE or visit aquasana.com and make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. Before we visit with our guest today, one more quick thing about the website, a change there. We're going to put this information about the things that we don't recommend, these chemicals and negative things, in a blog. The blog does show on the website right now, but it doesn't work. You'll notice that there are no posts there. I was going to get it going, and we had some kind of technical difficulty that we'll get straightened out this week. And that's where you can go to see my comments and others, other people's comments. We'll probably have some stuff in Facebook. In fact, we will. We already have some things in Facebook about the malathion and the chemicals that I told you we had already covered. And we're going to be involved in Twitter now, too. So we give people all kinds of opportunities to get this information. But it will eventually be on the blog. The other thing that's on the blog on dirtdoctor.com now is more information about Logan's puppies in Costa Rica. We got some photographs from her this week that are hysterical. These little puppies, and there's 10 of them that she's been helping take care of. They think they're pigs, I guess. They actually get into the dog food mush bowls and wallow around. And She sent me some pretty funny pictures, so you can see all that, the update on her puppies in Costa Rica. Right now, I'd like to introduce my guest, new friend. Met him on his dairy a few weeks ago, a month or so ago, I guess. Kent Jisha, is that correct, Kent?
Yes.
Get real close to that mic up there. There you go. Kent is the owner of three dairies. His company is Texas Daily Harvest, and he's certified organic, and he does raw milk and cheese and yogurt, and we're going to talk about that today. First of all, you're from Sulphur Springs, you tell me. How'd you get in the dairy business? Your family in the business to begin with?
No, but Hopkins County used to be the dairy capital of Texas, and there's still there used to be about 500 dairies in the county, and there's about 100 now. So I grew up next to
dairies. Get a little bit closer. There you go, Ken.
Grew up next to dairies, and just ended up when I went to A&M, graduated from vet school, and started a dairy practice, and came back and opened up my own dairy.
Now, they didn't teach you anything about organic dairying at A&M, I bet.
No, I spent 8 years at school learning how to use medicines and chemicals, and spent the last few years learning how not to use them.
Is there any, do you stay in touch with them? Is there any movement at A&M or any other university, for that matter, moving toward teaching people how to do organic production?
There is a movement, but there's not much funding for that.
I guess that's the main drawback. Some of you guys that are into organics, you're just going to have to make so much money that you can start doing grants there, I guess.
We are our own research stations.
Well, tell people about your dairy. I was very impressed. You actually have three dairies, right?
Yes, I'm operating two of them.
And the third one somebody else operates? Or
no, that was my commercial dairy, and I sold the cows on that, and now all my land is certified organic. And we just don't operate the large dairy anymore.
To begin with, too, I think I want to tell people about a place where you can find your information, a couple of places, actually. Kent's website is texasdailyharvest.com. There's another website called Local Harvest, and Local Harvest is a national organization. Is it a nonprofit kind of thing, or what's
Yes.
the deal with Local? How did it get going? Has it been around a long time?
I believe it has been. You just submit your information, they approve it, and then you kind of write your own description of your farm and list the items that are available, whether it's produce, dairy, or whatever items that a farm might have.
Their main mission is to try to tell people where locally grown food is. It's not 100% organic, I don't guess, is it?
No, you can list it as organic, but it is mainly for local, where you can go locally to get your produce.
Which is a good thing, too. Of course, we want everybody to go organic as much as we can. Well, when you started going organic, I know enough to be dangerous about how to become certified organic. I guess I should know more since I'm on the Organic Advisory Board at Texas Department of Agriculture. But when you started the process, did you have to wait the 3 years and go through the regular route, or had it been – were you able to prove there hadn't been any chemicals used for a period of time, and so you could short-circuit the procedure?
A little bit of both. One dairy I had purchased and had not been using except just to graze cattle on, and I had not applied any chemicals or fertilizer to that place for 3 years, so I was able to get it certified organic. And then after I did that, I started all my other land into transition, which I'd already gone a year without putting any chemicals on it, and so I had to wait another 2 years in transition before my entire farm was certified organic.
I got you. And the way it works in Texas, I guess it's similar to what it is in other states. You have to make application to the state. You have to pay a fee. You have to follow their instructions about what they do, and then inspectors come out on some kind of a basis to make sure you're doing that. Is that how it all works?
Yes. You have yearly inspections where you have to prove – keep records of everything you do. If you have a commercial operation such as a hay baler, you have to have document that you clean the hay baler before you went back into your organic fields. Okay. And they want documentation of all feeds purchased, inputs, and records.
I think that's one of the reasons that some people shy away from becoming certified organic. They use organic techniques, but they don't want to go through the red tape and all the paperwork that is involved. Is it really overwhelming?
To look at it in the beginning, it is very overwhelming. You just have to take it one page at a time.
And once you get into it and get the rhythm going, it's really not that big a deal.
No.
Well, I tell you, I've eaten raw cheese and goat's milk, organic goat's milk, some in the past. I'm a big fan of it in general. I was very impressed, though, when Trop and I got to visit your place and tried your cheese and milk. My wife, that raw milk that I took home to her, she said, this tastes like dessert. A lot of people, and I was talking to some of my family the other day about milk. They were doing the usual thing of eating skim milk and drinking skim milk and all these things that are pasteurized, come from the regular grocery stores. And I was trying to point out the differences, and I want to talk about that some today. A lot of people think that the fat is a negative thing, but especially in a raw situation, it's really not negative at all. Maybe the most medicinal part of the milk.
It is.
Tell people the difference, what happens between raw milk and pasteurized milk. I think that a lot of people don't even realize what a huge difference that is.
The milk you get at the store is a processed food. And, of course, raw milk is just straight out of the cow. It's not homogenized. It's not pasteurized. It's not put through all different kinds of machines. When the milk truck comes to pick up commercial milk, they take it into a processing plant, and the very first thing they do is they put it through a machine that's turning 50,000 RPMs and separates the cream and the skim milk. Then they pasteurize it, and most milk is ultra-pasteurized, which means they bring it up to 240 degrees under pressure to just basically kill everything that's in it. It also destroys all the enzymes, right. It binds the calcium, and then when they buy whole milk, they put 3.25% cream back in that milk. That cream may not even be the same cream that came with that milk. It could be cream from a different state that they're putting back into that milk. And then they homogenize it, which is a huge machine that basically beats the fat particles into smaller parts. They beat them so small that they can't come back together. Well, that's not the way it came out of the cow. So they've modified the fat. And I've read some studies that say that you absorb those fats differently because they've been modified.
I was talking to another rancher one time who was telling me that there is at least some research indicating that that may cause some blood problems.
Yes, I believe you absorb that directly into the blood.
Well, it's interesting how a few people understand some of this stuff. You said something that you went by pretty fast there that caught my attention, that it binds, that pasteurized milk binds the calcium. So in other words, people think they're getting calcium from this pasteurized milk. Maybe they're not, huh?
Ultra-pasteurized milk. If you were to go buy some ultra-pasteurized milk and you tried to make cheese with it using the enzyme rennet, which is what you use to make cheese, the rennet won't work in ultra-pasteurized milk because the calcium is bound up. You can't make cheese out of ultra-pasteurized milk. So if Mother Nature's own enzyme can't make cheese, what does your body do with it?
That's a good point. Wow. The cheeses that I've eaten, yours and other people's that have been raw, I noticed that it feels like I digest them better. Regular cheese tends to get you all clogged up, it seems to me, and I tend to stay away from it. But raw cheese doesn't do that at all, to me anyway.
Well, all the enzymes are in it. Milk comes with all the enzymes necessary to digest itself. And so if you use raw milk cheese, all those natural enzymes are in there and it digests itself. When you pasteurize milk, you destroy the enzymes.
Yeah, which is a big deal. Well, and I think the flavor, the taste is definitely better. You make some wonderful cheeses. How many different kinds of cheeses do you make?
We make, I believe, about 12 different varieties. A Gouda, Edam, Feta, cheddars. We make some flavored cheddars. Colby, Gruyere, Monterey Jacks, and Pepper Jacks. We also do yogurts and Greek yogurts, drinkable yogurts and Greek yogurts also.
That's cool. I know you're trying to set up a way to do mail order. You told me something when I was at your dairy that I didn't realize, and that is that cheese can be left at room temperature for quite a while without hurting it at all. I don't know. I just thought, you know, all cheese, all dairy products had to be kept in the refrigerator.
Well, raw milk cheeses, federal law says that you have to age raw milk cheese for 60 days before you can sell it. And you age cheese at 53 degrees, which mm-hmm. isn't much below room temperature.
Right.
But that's, we'll age cheese for 6 months or a year at 53 to 55 degrees.
What does the aging do exactly?
The aging changes the, you have bacteria and molds that actually are part of the cheese making process that you add to it. It's the culture. Mm-hmm. And those are very slow growing, and they grow even slower at 53 degrees, and they actually change the consistency of the cheese. They develop flavors into the cheese. For example, cheddar, you have mild, medium, and sharp, and extra sharp cheddar. Well, basically, the only difference is how old those things are. They develop more of a sharp flavor as they age.
One thing that happens with my cheese, after I've had the cheese around for a while, I'll start getting mold spots on the cheese. I want to talk about that when we come back. We need to take a little break here. That's Kent Jissa. I have so much of a hard time with certain names, but we'll get yours right. Kent is the owner of Texas Daily Harvest, and he does raw milk and cheese, and we'll be back right after this. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Well, you know, I've recommended rock powders for a long time, and zeolite has really moved up to the top of the list. And there's a company I recommend. It's Zeotech. Mine is down south of San Antonio, but they ship all around. I recommend the Kitty Crystals, the Critter Crystals, the Zeobrite for swimming pools, Zequine for horses, and now Turf Aid for your organic bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for the zeolite called Zeotech.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Well, we talk about health issues a lot, and one of the things that's very high on that health issue list is your hearing. And I've got a recommendation. You've heard me talk about them, and I'll continue to talk about them because I recommend affordable hearing for several reasons. Let me give you their hearing helpline, and then I'll give it again at the end so you make sure and get it. It's 800-521-1592. They'll meet with you on Saturday or Sunday to be helpful if you need that. They have locations in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they can help you with serious hearing problems or minor ones. They can especially help you if you've had trouble with other hearing aids or hearing aid companies. They understand all that. That number again for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. Take advantage of their free hearing test and getting to try one of their hearing aids at home with no charge or obligation. It's affordable hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
All righty, Howard Garrett, back with you. If you want to call and talk about raw milk or cheese or any kind of raw, any kind of milk and cheese, you can give us a buzz, 866-444-3478. I'm with Kent Jisha, and he is the owner with his family of Texas Daily Harvest. You can go to TexasDailyHarvest.com and see all about it. He is not selling it mail order yet. I'll warn you about that if you want to try to figure out how to buy it. It's just going to be the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we're going to try to help get the at least the cheeses able to be bought online because these things need to be available across the country. Kent was telling me something really interesting. You are the only organic raw milk and cheese business in Texas?
The only certified organic.
Only certified.
Right.
That's right, because you can get some others and people haven't gone to the trouble to go the certified route. But one thing I wanted to talk about, we were talking with Kevin during the break about this lactose intolerance that a lot of people think they have. Address that quickly here.
We have a lot of people that come to our farm and even come to the market to buy our milk, both raw and pasteurized, that have been told they are lactose intolerant. But they say, we can't drink store-bought milk, but we can drink your milk. And they want to know why. And I think one thing is that they're not lactose intolerant, they're intolerant to processed milk. The fact that the fat molecules are broken down and the enzymes are all destroyed, milk comes with its own enzymes to digest itself. And just I'm amazed at the number of people, new people each week that tell me that they can drink our milk.
And the same would go for the cheese, I guess. If somebody's lactose intolerant, do they usually have trouble with cheese also?
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah. And they don't have a problem with the raw cheeses.
Okay. Kevin, you need to get some for your wife there. Come on. Also, a really interesting point is that just because you go into your store, your health food grocery store or whatever, and you buy some organic milk, that does not mean necessarily that it's raw.
Well, in Texas, every state has its own law, but on the milk side, it is the only place you can buy raw milk is from the dairy. You cannot sell raw milk at a store or at a farmer's market.
Which is bizarre. It's actually against the law, right?
It is against the law.
Why? Is just the lobby?
The thinking that the way that I understand it is there could be dirty milk, and they want the people who buy raw milk to go to the farm to see the conditions at that farm to make their own decision on whether they want to buy that product or not. And, of course, if it's just sitting on a shelf in a store, it's just white milk. You have no idea what the conditions are.
It's just buyer beware. Well, it's buyer beware anywhere. But I think it surprises people that raw milk and organic production and everything is as clean as it is. I think people have this mindset that there's a lot of manure and there's a lot of flies and it's dirty, and that's not the case at all.
No, in fact, if you sell raw milk, you have to have a special license to sell raw milk. Just because you have a dairy doesn't mean that you can sell raw milk to somebody that comes up. You have to have a special license from the state. Once you obtain that license, they come out every 2 weeks and pull samples. All your animals have to be tested for tuberculosis and brucellosis every year. They test your milk for a number of bacteria, and actually the bacteria in your milk, in the raw milk, is less than what is required in pasteurized milk. So our raw milk is actually cleaner than the requirements that you would get in pasteurized milk.
Well, I tell you, any of you listening that are anywhere near East Texas, Sulphur Springs, or if you ever get to this part of Texas, you need to make a trip out there. I had some of the milk fresh out of the stainless steel containers, and that's about as fresh as you can get it, and it's good stuff, I tell you. Talk about the yogurt just for a minute, too, that you make.
We make a drinkable yogurt and a Greek yogurt. A Greek yogurt is just a strange yogurt where we get most of the water out of it, and it is very smooth yogurt. It's almost like a spread. And we make it in plain, and then we do some fruit varieties. It's one of our most popular sellers.
And the other is the drinkable?
The drinkable yogurts we put in 16-ounce containers with a pop-top lid on it. You just shake them up and drink them on the go. My wife has one and says it just fills her up for the whole, till lunch.
It's good stuff. Judith is on the line in Cameron, Texas, and had a question for you, Kent. Hello, Judith.
Morning, Garrett, Howard.
How are you?
Kent. First of all, I want to say Kent's cheeses are fabulous. I've had them, and they're just incredible. But I was hoping to stick my nose in and mention some more stuff about the raw milk laws.
Sure.
Because we're talking about the regulations. We're trying to get those changed.
This is Judith McGarry.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Judith.
We're trying to get it changed because, the idea that folks, I think Kent summed up the government's excuse pretty well. Everyone needs to drive out and see the conditions on the farm. And I support the idea of knowing your farmer, but that doesn't mean you have to drive out each and every week to pick up your milk.
Right.
That's ridiculous. So we're trying to get it where folks, people like Kent can sell it at the farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
can come to have farm stands, the way we sell other good foods. And there's a website, TexasRealMilk.org.
That's a good one.
If folks want to stay informed on what's happening with that.
Okay, Judith, thanks for calling. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else that we needed to chat about. We're going to have to take a little break here. Kent is going to be with us for a little bit in the next hour. Again, if your radio station doesn't carry the show, you can listen streamed live on DirtDoctor.com, and there is always the ability to go to the archives and listen to past shows. It's TexasDailyHarvest.com for more information about Kent's wonderful raw milk and cheese and yogurt business. Kent, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
We will visit a little bit more in a bit. The telephone number, if you want to call, is 866-444-3478. Website, DirtDoctor.com.